Retired union miners have been traveling to Washington to urge the passage of the Miners Protection Act, which would secure their health and pension benefits. More than 22,000 coal retirees and beneficiaries could lose their benefits at the end of April if Congress doesn't act. They've requested a meeting with President Trump. Retired miner Steve Earle says there are a few things he'd like to say to the president.
Well, I think I would remind President Trump that when he campaigned, he made a promise to the coal miners that he would help them. And he has an opportunity now to help us, and I'd like to see him do that.
Earle says it's gut-wrenching for these retirees to open letters informing them a third time that their benefits will expire without congressional action. Those letters were sent out earlier this month. He says miners are not strangers to adversity, and they plan to continue the fight for their benefits.
We will not stop. We will absolutely not stop until our people get their health care and their pensions that was promised them by our federal government in 1946.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced a bill to secure health care but not pension benefits. That bill is in competition with the Miners Protection Act. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is threatening to hold up confirmation for U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer to bring attention to the Miners Act. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Becca Schimmel in Bowling Green, Kentucky.